Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Now, please start by getting the first and last name on the account.
Daniel Tickle, T as in Tom, I-C-K-L-E, or Linda Tickle.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify the address on file for me?
I don't mean no harm, but I went through this one time before. 8848 Old Richmond Road, Keeling, Virginia, 24566.
Okay, thank you. I do have the account located for the Hype Watch that was ordered back on January the 26th.
Me and my wife know nothing about this.
Okay. You don't remember receiving the watch to the residence either, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay, now I'm showing that you did go forward with disputing the charge that was applied on the account.
Do what?
You disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had several other charges. We had to get a new card.
Yeah, you had the original charge for the watch, which was $7.92, and then also the Hype Pods, which is a set of ear pods, was ordered as well with a 1-year warranty, which was $18.94. Both of these were ordered on the 26th of January, and I'm showing they were delivered on the 30th of January to your residence. And the reason for the $59.97 charge, that is the full retail price for the watch. Because those two orders of the watch and the ear pods, it did come with a trial period of 14 days to try them out. And when the account didn't get canceled within the trial, it bills the full price for both, which is $59.97 for the watch and $54.97 for the pods. But I'm showing the charge for the $54.97, it declined. But when you went forward with disputing the $7.92, the $18.94, and the $59.97.
No, I didn't do nothing like that. I didn't do nothing like that. I have not seen anything like that.
Okay.
And me and my wife are the only two people who live here.
Okay, but unfortunately, when you went forward with disputing the charge, we sent over the account for them to determine whether or not the account was fraudulent. Due to the information on the account, they verified that this account was not fraudulent. So therefore, they reissued the $59.97, the $18.94, and the $7.92 that they temporarily refunded for you.
I don't know what you're saying. I haven't received anything like that in this household. Somebody might have got it out of my mailbox. I have checks stolen out of my mailbox before, but I haven't seen nothing like that.
Okay, Mr. Chickabot, unfortunately, on this account, there's nothing else that I can do regarding the account. The account is locked. The account is canceled and locked due to the bank issuing the refunds back to this account. So you need to contact your bank as far as the billing.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?